I'm going to get into this word right now. If you have a Bible, turn to the first book of the New Testament, the book of Matthew. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament, and I want to go to chapter 4 in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 4. And actually, if you have access to the Bible, I think it would be good. I think these conversations around the Word of God will be even more helpful to you if you'd open up your own copy of the scripture and look along with us in this passage, because I think it'll be helpful to see what God is saying even with your own eyes. In Matthew chapter 4, I'm going to zoom in on verses 18 to 22. And I'm going to use the New Living Translation for our time in the scriptures. It says, one day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Somebody say that for me or put it in the chat, for they fish for a living. Say that for me. They fish for a living. They fish for a living. They fish for a living. Verse 19, Jesus called out to them, come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. And they left their nets at once and followed him. Verse 21, a little farther up the shore, he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father Zebedee, repairing their nets, and he called them to come too. And they immediately followed him, leaving the boat and their father behind. I need to read this again. Let me read part of this again. Verse 18. One day Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew. They were throwing a net into the water, for they what? They fish for a living. They didn't go fishing. I know some people go fishing. People ask me, Pastor, when you want to go fishing? We don't go to the boat. We don't do it for a living. We out there, just having fun. They fish for what? Jesus called out to them in verse 19, the audacity of Jesus. Come follow me, and I'm going to change your job. I'm going to change your vocation. I'm going to change your whole lifestyle. I'm going to show you how to fish for people. And guess what? They left their nets at once and followed him. Help me, Lord. I've chosen for a subject this weekend, divine interruptions, leaving your living. Leaving your living. Just put in the chat right now for somebody who I'm on assignment to go after, or elbow somebody near you or point to them and say, it might be time for you to leave your living. It has been determined by modern historians that what we call the Great Resignation began somewhere in the early part of 2021. In fact, statistics show that out of seemingly nowhere, somewhat must be connected to the pandemic and people having a chance to reassess their lives and reevaluate what they truly want out of life, and being in a global pandemic, which makes you understand your own fragility, and it also kind of makes you focus on, what do I really want to do? And what do I no longer want to put up with? And what am I tired of getting up every morning and driving through traffic and getting on the metro or logging in with my pajamas? I still don't like it, even if I'm telecommuting to it. It something about it caused what we're calling a great resignation. So much so that over 4.3 million Americans quit their job in August of 2021. And if you think it was a coincidence, in September the same year, over 4.2 million people in America quit their jobs. A quick exit. It is interesting because people are saying, I don't want to do this no more. Some without even knowing what is next. Just, I know I can't do this anymore. Very interesting that in the times in which we live, that's the world in which we live. It's the environment that we live in. People are keeping their resumes updated. They're keeping their LinkedIn profile updated. They're keeping their eyes and ears open. They're keeping opportunities open. They're looking for ways. There are a lot of people I know who don't stay on jobs long anyway. They get a job, and as soon as they can find something better, they're moving, they're moving. That's the world in which we live. But it was not the world that this text is in. When Matthew chapter 4 was written, there were few career opportunities. There wasn't a prolific job market. No. There, you couldn't just shift careers like that. If you were a fisherman, and your son was going to be a fisherman, and his son was going to be a fisherman, the whole workforce was made of men. They had no women in the workforce. A 100% male workforce. And most families had family enterprises. If your grandfather was a shepherd, then you were going to be a shepherd. And your son would be a shepherd. If you were in a family of blacksmiths, that's what they did. Joseph was a carpenter, so Jesus was a carpenter. That's how it went. There was an expectation and an understanding that if you grew up in the house of a worker and there was a certain type of work that they did, that you as a son would go into that line of work. And that's what makes this text so stunning. The fact that these four men, I hope you didn't miss it, that's why I want your Bible. These four men didn't just leave their jobs, they left their family business. There's now a gap in the flow of what's going to happen to you if you leave. Two of them left their father on the boat. Y'all missed the whole left. This is a disruption. This is an enormous moment. This is a divine interruption. In fact, there's some of you listening to me right now. Some of you listening to me right now, and you already know that God sent me to talk to you. Because, see, and not only did it start in 2021, but I can prophesy to you, many of you listening to me today, in 2022, you are going to leave your living. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming. You already feel it. You already feel it. You already know. You've already been getting itchy. You already been feeling it. You've already been a little discouraged. You already been adding up your coins. You already been thinking about, I don't want to do this anymore. I'd rather do this. I feel a call to make you do something that don't even make economic sense. You're already having meetings with your spouse and with your significant other. Would you support me if I did? Y'all ain't ready. Would you support me if you did? There is a movement happening right now, and it's not because of the great resignation. That's not even your thing. You're not leaving because of great resignation. You're leaving because of a divine interruption. God's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you. He's calling you to something, and it doesn't even make sense, and he's calling you to it, and it will interrupt your life, and sometimes it takes an interruption from God to make you really contemplate, do I really want to do this anymore? Or do I want to do what God has called me to do? There's so much in this brief but pregnant passage of scripture. I don't want to miss any of it. So let me do it like this. Let me just start with what I see in the passage. The first thing that I want to highlight is that Jesus was going down the shore. Yeah. In verse 18, he is going up ashore. And as he's going up ashore, I want to talk to people right now, first of all, who, like Jesus, are starting an enterprise and you're building a team. You're building a team. So put that in the chat. I'm building a team. I'm building a team. I'm building a team. Team building is an important part of building your enterprise. As Jesus has an assignment, he's only got 3.5 years to do this assignment. I hope you understand that he's got to pick the right team. He's got to build the right team. And as he's going along the shore, verse 18 says he saw somebody. He saw Andrew and he saw Simon, who was called Peter. So he sees two people, and the Bible says, he says, come follow me. They're on the team now. He gets down to verse 21. He sees two more men. Both sets of men are brothers. He sees James and John. He says, follow me. They're on the team now. Whoever I'm called to preach to this weekend, I want to tell you something, that as you're building your team, you're just going to run into them. I'm telling you, God told me to tell you, you're just going to run into them. You're going to run into them. You're going to be walking with the Lord and doing what you're supposed to do, and God's going to put people in your pathway. He's going to make you run into people that's supposed to be on your team. Some of them you're going to know well. Some of them you won't know well. Keep your eyes open. Watch this. You got to pray. Watch and pray. God's going to put people in your path. He's going to set your team up. You're not going to have to go searching for your team, you're going to run into him. Somebody say, I'm going to run into it. That's how good he is. That's how good. He's going to let you, when you're building your team, you're going to run into him. And here's how you know when you got the right team. When you run into them, how they react when you tell them to follow you. When you tell them to join you, they're already prepared to come alongside of you in the work that you're doing. They will always react and say, bet, let's go. I'm down for that. There won't be a whole lot of deliberation like, well, let me check in. Let me think about this. Well, they have a lot of questions. Let me tell you something. When you're building a team and you recruit somebody, if they got more questions than answer, leave them alone. If they got more deliberation and hesitation, leave them alone.